the best way to stay safe here in the Rio Grande District is basically keep to yourself. I mean, there's going to be good people, bad people. You're going to have a lot of incidents that are isolated with nothing to do with you, but you got to watch what's going on around you.
This is Mike. Like thousands of others living on the streets in Salt Lake City, he's exposed to dangerous drug dealers and street gangs and relies on strained public services as well as his own wits to get by.
If you feel a situation's going to get bad or worse, leave the area. Get on the tracks. Go someplace else. Don't stay here. I mean, you're not trapped here. You don't have to stay here all the time.
My name is Mara. Constantino is my last name.
Constantino doesn't go inside the road home. Rio Grande Shelter with just over 1,000 beds.
Describe what it's like.
There's just a lot of drugs and there's a lot of securities for staff, not for us, and there needs to be security for us too. A lot of theft. I was walking in the road home and was in the breezeway and I got attacked by a woman with a ball pin hammer and got hit in my head. And when security came out, they didn't even call 911 for me. They tried to take the hammer.
Constantino believes the shelter staff can't be of much help either.
Their hands are behind their back or they're tied. Or there's a list that's 400 people long. Or you have to be here for 200 days to even qualify for housing.
Referring to places like the Home Inn, where guests can apply for single rooms, Constantino finds herself camped outdoors with all her belongings stuffed into grocery sacks, her bed consisting of a few blankets on top of the concrete. Those living at the inn can work there or find temp work elsewhere.
That's the way I feel. No, I'm 65 and I don't feel old.
I think it's all in your attitude, you know?
Well, yeah, I'm 53, but I'm sort of broke down. I feel like I'm 106.
Okay, shut up. Let him ask questions.
Let him ask the questions.
Hey, thank you, guys. So really quick, could you share your name?
Paula.
And what do you do here, Paula?
I'm a bathroom attendant. I just monitor them. After 4 minutes, I'm supposed to knock on the doors and make sure that people aren't taking any longer than that. And then usually after a couple of times of knocking, if they don't come out, I call the sheriff.
We are just outside the Home Inn, which offers self-reliance courses. These opportunities are seen as an eventual ticket out of Rio Grande, but vacancies are few and far in between. With the road home only offering a night stay, booting all 1,100 occupants in the morning to clean, that leaves many filtering onto the oftentimes crowded streets, except in July, where the temperatures reach the high 90s most days. The stained sidewalks are littered with trash, drug items, blankets, and improvised tents. To avoid buildup and contamination, the Salt Lake County Health Department uses tractors to scrape away and dispose of debris. They then spray the street.
They have a great big tank on the back of this thing, and they start about right here, and they go all the way along. The water is so bacterial driven that they have to suck it back up. They are not allowed to put it down the drainage. And it's just sad.
Scott Howell, a former state senator, represents the Pioneer Park Coalition, a group of business and property owners committed to solving the homeless situation around Rio Grande. They're a part of the Salt Lake County Mayor's Committee to address homelessness and have played a major role in shaping the county's approach.
We are advocating to close the shelter down because this area has had such a criminal history of drugs. I mean, it's been the place when people come into town and they'll say, well, where do I get my drugs? Where do I get my dope? Right there in the Rio Grande area. And we've monitored it long enough that sometimes in the mornings we'll see BMWs, Mercedes, high-end Lexus, all driving through there and watch the exchanges. Well-dressed businessmen to soccer moms.
The road home provides low barrier access to the homeless, meaning it is easy for anyone to get in and out. Howell thinks that's what makes it a hotbed for criminal activity.
And your previous question about, well, wouldn't it be better to just keep it there as another reason? No. Not, absolutely not. No.
Both Salt Lake City and County have 3 new homeless resource centers in the works. While they have fewer beds in the road home, city and county officials hope they will have a greater impact by separating homeless populations based on their needs.
The week prior to the 4th of July holiday, had a meeting with stakeholders up at the Capitol, and I was told that the situation here at the Rio Grande area was worse than it has ever been.
Republican House Speaker Greg Hughes has made homelessness his top priority, specifically addressing the violence and crime near Rio Grande.
Then we walked from that meeting into that 4th of July holiday where we had a professional baseball player, his head hit, not, you know, cracked open with a tire iron. That same holiday, you had someone drive up over the sidewalk, killing one, injuring another four.
Hughes is currently working on a plan which will allow for greater monitoring and police enforcement.
We need to know who people are so we can help them. And for those that are breaking the law, committing crimes, violence, drug dealing, they need to be arrested. They need to be processed. And when people find out they come here, that your photograph's gonna be taken. We're gonna have fingerprints. We're gonna run it through a national database. I think that those numbers would go down naturally as well.
The drugs and crime situation at Rio Grande has affected neighboring businesses. Matt Caputo, owner of a popular downtown deli, has had to fend off multiple violent individuals wandering into his stores from the streets.
You can't dial 911 every time there's some spooky guy in here that we feel like we need to throw out. You know, we throw them out, but sometimes that can turn on a dime and they'll get up in someone's face and tell our 105-pound cashier that they're going to slit her throat. That point, it's appropriate to call 911, but by that time, sometimes it's too late.
We know for a fact that Jason's Deli, that was about two doors down from us at the Gateway, had so many issues with just unsanitary customers, usually drug-using customers.
This is Claire Safir, a designer with Gateway Bridal and Prom. She mentioned several businesses, including her own, that have moved because of problems with customers off the street. She feels the need for more compassion towards homeless individuals.
For the most part, I feel like people just need to remember that everyone on the streets here are human as well and fallible. And just because they've made different failing choices than you have doesn't mean you haven't made poor choices in your life. And sometimes it's the best choice they can make right now. At the same time, I understand the feeling of your communities being invaded by something negative, because I've felt that encroaching over the last couple of years. But it's hard when you put the blame on the actual humans that you see.
I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore.